Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
John Jastrzemski, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
It's 5:48 here on this first day of 2021. Happy New Year, one and all. JJ, John Jastrzemski, we're right here on The Fan, and it's amazing. I went 1-4 last week, and I gained ground on the Maestro Harris Allen. It was a rough week for the fellas. 1-4. Maestro 0-5. Fliegelman 0-5. So going into week 17, Harris and I are an even 39-39-2. Fliegs is 10 under .500, 34-44-2. I need a winning week. Not only do I want a winning regular season, I want to beat the Maestro. Now, our competition does not end, but I want to beat the Maestro. It's a tough week. It was very difficult to find five games. But without further ado, the Week 17 edition of the world-famous JJ After Dark Unlocks of the Week.
And here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here. Win. Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
It was very tough for me to find official lines on a lot of these. So we're going with the Circa Super Contest, Vegas style, like they do out in the desert, courtesy of our friend Kelly Stewart, John Murray, all those folks over there. Love those guys and gals. Want to be over 500, want a winning regular season. Let's get right to it. Game one, I'm starting Sunday Night Football. I thought about giving out Dallas and the Giants. I like Dallas all week. Can't do it. Line's moving against the Dallas Cowboys. Cold feet, staying away. I am going to pick the Nightcap, though. And I like the Washington football team laying two against Philadelphia. Couple of reasons here. Number one, the Philadelphia Eagles are sitting a whole lot of people on defense. Number two, Jalen Hurts against that Washington defense to me is a problematic matchup. They force turnovers. They're an elite pass rush. I think that could be a welcome to the NFL type of moment for Jalen Hurts. And the Washington football team has got a whole lot of karma on their side. Ron Rivera and his fight with cancer. Alex Smith, who I believe is going to give it a go and give you that Dennis Quaid, any given Sunday type of heroic performance. I'm only laying two with the line we have. I like the Washington football team. I think they get it done. Game two. I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm backing a team that I haven't backed all year. But I have a theory. When one team is playing for seeding and the other team is winning in, most cases, there is an exception. You'll find out in a minute. Most cases, I like the winning in team. In this case, I like the Chicago Bears covering 5 against the Green Bay Packers. Chicago has found something on offense. Mitch Trubisky has found something on offense. I know Green Bay's playing for that one seed. I know Green Bay just wiped the floor with the Tennessee Titans. But I think the Chicago Bears are going to be in this game. I think the Chicago Bear defense is up to the challenge. And I still think that Packer defense is vulnerable. I'm grabbing a 5. I think this game's tight. Give me Chicago plus the 5 points in game 2. Game 3. I'm going against that theory a little bit with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But there's motivation for the quarterback in Mason Rudolph. Go back to last year with the Myles Garrett incident. I'm getting 8.5 points. I think there are some on the Pittsburgh Steelers who would love to stick it to the Cleveland Browns and keep them out of the playoffs. And the Browns never beat the Steelers. They're going to win this game. But I don't think it's going to be easy. I'm taking the 8.5. I'm running with the 8.5. Cleveland not covering this number. Give me the Steelers plus the points. Game 4. This is a team that needs a winning in. I wanted to throw them in last week. I got gunshot. I'm not getting gunshot again. I love the Baltimore Ravens laying 12 points against the Cincinnati Bengals. Don't overreact to Cincinnati beating the Houston Texans and beating the Steelers when they're down. Baltimore is going to pound that team. They're going to run the football like crazy. Their defense is going to frustrate an inept quarterback. And this is for all the marbles for the Ravens. This should be a margin victory. You will not let up in this sort of game when the playoffs are on the line. I'm going to lay the 12. I'm going to do what I should have done last week with Baltimore. I'm taking them. Last but not least, you guys should know what direction I'm going in when it comes to this game. The Miami Dolphins are making the postseason. Period. End of discussion. The Miami Dolphins are making the postseason. They are not going to ruin the start of my new year. And with the rest factor in play with Buffalo, with the Miami Dolphins being as good as they have been to us on this show all year and taking them and covering numbers, how do I pass up this line? You might get it 3.5, and if FanDuel or DraftKings has it, pounce, we only have a point. I'm taking the point. This is going to be an ugly rock'em sock'em game. I don't think there will be a lot of points. Brian Flores got a chance to get his team in the playoffs. I think he gets it done. Last but not least, the Dolphins plus the point. Mike Fliegelman, it's amazing I could go 1-4 and gain ground on the maestro. You, my friend, have a lot of work to do. So very curious to see where this Week 17 card leads you, Sir Nittany Lion. Take it away.
Well, listen, if you're going to go 0-5, you go 0-5 along with Harris Allen. And it makes you feel a little bit better about an awful week. I was 2 games over .500 about a month ago, and my collapse since then has been like 07-08 mess. I mean, it's been absolutely awful, but hopefully I can bounce back in Week 17. And like last year, roll a little bit of that momentum into a winning postseason. So as we get started, first I'll say Happy New Year to you and everybody listening. Thank you for waiting until halftime of the Rose Bowl to do the
good
unlock.
Good timing. What can I say, Fleegs?
Perfect timing.
You know, timing's impeccable. That's what I do.
Perfect timing. So here we go. Game number one. I like the Cardinals -3. I mean, it's as simple as no Goff, no Cup for the Rams. John Wolford. Wolford is supposed to play close in this game. I know both teams need it, but I think the Cardinals get the job done. After last week, they're awful, pathetic showing against the 49ers. I mean, both teams are coming off a rough stretch here. But the Cardinals have their quarterback, as banged up as Kyler Murray may be. I have to think that they find a way to win this game. Only laying 3 points. It's a short line. I got to roll with it. Game number two. I know that we don't know enough about Joe Judge or Daniel Jones in a big game. They might not be great in big games. What I do know is that Andy Dalton is horrible, horrible in big games, in playoff games. This is a pseudo playoff game. I can't trust him. The Giants are the home dog. I'm going to take them plus the 1.5. I just don't trust this Cowboys team to get the job done. You know I don't love McCarthy. I just said how much I don't love Dalton. We don't know enough yet about Daniel Jones. He's banged up. I'm not sure about Joe Judge, but I'm going to take them against what I know on the other side is just not a coach-quarterback combination I love in a big spot. Giants plus 1.5. Now, the downside, if you're a Giants fan listening, or maybe it's a positive because of how bad I've been lately, I'm with you on this one. I love Washington minus the 2 points that we're using. The line is going up, as you just talked about with Smitty, so it'll probably go off as a couple more than 2 points, especially if we find out Alex Smith is definitely playing. But on the chance he does play, half of the Eagles pretty much are out, as we saw in their injury report today. It's a tough D for Jalen Hurts to face. This Washington defense gets after the quarterback. They force turnovers. And I do think Smith plays. I think Washington gets the job done on Sunday Night Football. I think they win. I think they win the division and head to the playoffs. So the Giants fans will have a fun 4 or 5 hours waiting for that game. But I think Washington wins it. Game number three. I'm laying one of the big spreads here. The Colts minus 13.5. No James Robinson for the Jaguars. No DJ Chark. They already laid down and died and guaranteed Trevor Lawrence themselves. So you would think, maybe they pick it up in Week 17. I just don't see it happening against this Colts team that needs the game. We saw there's going to be no scoreboard posting in Lucas Oil Stadium. The Colts are going to have no idea what's going on in the other game. They're going to get the job done, take care of business, and handle the Jaguars easily. So I'm taking them minus the 13.5. And then the other game I'm going with, the last one I'm going with, is with you, the Ravens minus the 12 against the Bengals. I just think it's another team that they need to at least win to get into the playoffs, and the Ravens are going to take care of business. They're rolling lately. The offense is finally clicking. We've talked about how they could be a scary team in the postseason, maybe clicking at the right time. I know the Bengals have played really well lately, and I've been on them and other stuff the last couple of weeks. I just don't think it happens in Week 17. I think the Ravens roll.
There you have it. Good stuff from our buddy, the Great Nittany Lion, Mike Fliegelman. Fleegs, Happy New Year, amigo. Talk soon.
Happy New Year, and good luck as much as I can wish. Good luck to the Dolphins on Sunday.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And for the Maestro, we're going to have a decided winner after Week 17. He's got Dallas. He's got the Packers heads up with me. He's got the Eagles heads up with me and Fleegs. Jets, Steelers. All right, Paul Rosenberg and Peter Hoffman. Rosie, 15-19-1 on the year. Hoff, 7-6. I don't know who's going first. Fellas, take it away.
Hoff, all you, buddy.
Well, thank you. Listen, I have to say that I think it's going to be a family pick with Washington. The minus two, I feel like, again, the fact that Philly's just sitting all their players, they have no motivation to play this game. I think it's a nice story at the end of the day. Alex Smith, Ron Rivera getting back to the playoffs. It just, unfortunately for the Giants fans, you're going to win, but the Washington football team is going to win the NFC East. So I'm with you guys, minus two on that. Smitty was talking about contracts, and I agree. I just don't see how Tom Brady doesn't go in so motivated versus Atlanta. I'm going to take the minus seven. I think it's going to be an easy win. It's an important game for the team. It's an important game for Tom Brady, so I'm going to go minus seven on that over Atlanta. Another game that I'm big on, and I just don't think that now the Kamara injury's coming up. The Saints are motivated if Drew Brees coming back, but do they want to have him play the whole game after coming back from an injury? I like the Panthers with the plus seven. I know that's crazy, but I'm in on that. I think the Panthers will play a tough game. Their defense is good at times. I mean, look what they did versus Washington. I know who was behind the quarterback. It wasn't a good situation for them, but I do like the Panthers' defense. I feel comfortable with the plus seven versus the Saints. Titans, they need to win this game. So I'm all in against a putrid Texan defense who gave up tons of points versus the Bengals the other day. So minus 7.5 for the Titans. And then my final pick, which there is no way, I'm going to go against Smitty on this one. There is no way Bill Belichick is going to continue being a coach and lose to a two-win New York Jets team headed by Adam Gase. No chance that they're going to lose this game. Patriots at minus 2.5. I'll take that. No matter how bad the Patriots are, Bill Belichick cannot continue coaching if he loses to the Jets. So I'm all in on the Patriots.
Paul Rosenberg, take it away, amigo.
Take it away. We have three props, two games as usual. Prop number one, Aaron Rodgers, over 2.5 passing touchdowns. That's at plus 115. 44 passing touchdowns on the season, 6 more than the next best quarterback. They need to clinch the NFC number one seed against the Bears on Sunday. I think it's a slam dunk, over 2.5, even with the Bakhtiari injury. Prop two, Lamar Jackson, over a half rushing touchdown. All he needs to score is one, plus 110. No, Gus Edwards is questionable. Ingram has been hurt. Lamar running the ball obviously is his best asset. So I like over half of a rushing touchdown. That's plus 110. Prop number three, the Jaguars team total under 17.5 at minus 120. Indy needs the win. Jacksonville benching everyone like they should. No Chark, no Robinson. They're not playing for anything. They're not going to score any points. That's prop three. Game number four, I'm with Pete. I like Panthers plus the 7. No Kamara. Teddy, 2 covers. He does it all. The game's in Carolina, divisional matchup. So I also like the Panthers plus 7. And the final game, listen, this is insane. I'm doing this. The Jets' money line is plus 145. The Jets are playing very scrappy right now, and it would be peak Jets to close the year on a 3-game winning streak. The Patriots are absolute trash. It's wonderful to see. Garbage. The Jets' money line at plus 143, incredible value. Give me the Jets' money line. Jets money line, Panthers plus 7, Jaguars under 17.5, Aaron Rodgers over 2.5 passing touchdowns, and Lamar Jackson to score 1 touchdown at plus 110.
There you have it. Good stuff from the fellas. Great show. Unbelievable work all around. Calls were great all week. We're back Monday at 7 p.m. Happy New Year, one and all. I do have a back time. Oh, I didn't expect that. Okay, so who do we got to thank? Pete Hoffman, wonderful job. Want to thank all the calls, wonderful job. It's been fun. Spend some time with you here in the afternoon. So I'm going to maybe eat a little something. Might have a cocktail or two. I'm going to dive into these college football games. And now the picks are in stone, if you will. For better or worse, I'm going to have a winning or a losing record. 500 going into week 17. So there's only one or two ways this can go. I hope everybody has a happy, healthy and safe new year. And here's the good news. It's 2021. Hopefully, there's nowhere to go but up. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Eddie C up next. Take care.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Man. WFAN New York.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.